been this good in a long time, so it's fun right now. So,
has it been kind of a surprise this year a little bit, or did you kind of feel like, hey, this is a year we're really going to take off?
No, we thought we'd be all right. I think our boys ended up winning 7 out of 9 meets. We didn't think we'd be right there. We knew we had a good, deep, you know, strong boys team going into state. I don't know how we'll do there. I don't know if we have the horses for boys this year. But, like, our girls' side, yeah, we know. We knew what we had coming in. We knew it was going to be pretty good because we have two studs in Kelsey Miller and Grace Breeze, so...
And young kids, that's one thing we talked about. No, I talked about with the Norris coaches. Wow, some of these kids, you're just looking at a little freshman and sophomore is getting the job done for you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. It's yeah, Grace is just a sophomore, and she's already broke both of her sister records in the 100 and 200, and is part of the record-breaking 4x1 we've had this year. So it's been really fun. Yeah.
Do you get it where you have a lot of siblings year after year come up and they fall in and even do better than what their older brothers and sisters have done?
Yes, yeah, we are right now. Yeah, we got some. The Millers are coming up. Kelsey probably ended up being the best out of all the Miller girls, but she's she's almost a once in a lifetime talent. You know that you're going to get a coach, so it's always incredible watching her every day work and do what she does.
No question, her hurdle times, the hundreds and the 300s are going to be tough to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, they will. And I think, who's that Ogallala girl, I think has a 43-something, I mean, just incredible 300 time. But yeah, Kelsey's going to be tough to beat in the 100s if she keeps running the way she is. She's really turned it on the end of this year.
Yeah, I was up in Ogallala watching, of course, the McCook teams up there. And just, I know our McCook girl ran 45. Little did I know, I didn't realize the Rasby girl ran the 43. So that's pretty darn good as a freshman.
That was really good, yes. Yes, that was pretty amazing that she's able to do that.
Have you, kind of, for the girls, have you put pen to paper? Have you scored this? And how many points you feel like you could score?
Oh, not much. We've kind of looked at it just as a staff and just kind of went through and, you know, it's you're kind of racing to that 50, you know, maybe 60 point mark, and hoping you can kind of go in there and things will kind of go better as you hope they will, or as you anticipate they will. But yeah, I think anytime you can score, you know, those type of points, you'll be in contention, especially in Class B, and that's what we're hoping to kind of do with the boys. We this is the first year we've ever sent all six of our relays, both three girls and three boys, so it's really exciting getting all those kids in, and then just having the relays strong enough that we feel that we can pull some points from them. It'll be pretty good. We're hoping to get some points there. Then of course Kelsey and Grace should be good on the girls' side, and we're just hoping. You just kind of go in and hope you can steal some points from somewhere, keep some other teams off the board, and hopefully you can do a little bit better than what you think you will going in.
Yeah, that final event, running event, the mile relay, Stewart's ran the grid time. McCook came alive, really ran a really good time at their district. That final event's always one to watch.
Yes, it is. And any, like, we always, I grew up in Western Nebraska, and so the 4x4 was always huge where I grew up and out there. So every time around districts time, we know going in that the Western schools are gonna put something together, especially in the 4x4. They always come in pretty strong. It's been fun watching those teams out there, and it's always nice to compete against them. So because we don't get to see them at all. So
I'm sure on your hope. I'm sure on the boys' side, you're thinking, hey, if our field event qualifiers can get a point or two for us, that'll help out.
Yeah, it will. You know, if Ed can kind of jump like he has been doing, our vaulter and high jumper, if he can maybe even PR in a couple or just kind of do it and get a couple points. And then we have some throwers. They'll have to throw pretty well to get some points. But, you know, it's definitely inside them. We just hope they can pull something out. And, yeah, same with the girls' side. You know, you just try to get off to a good start, try to get some points there, and then – that we were pretty comfortable with our 100 runners. This is the first year we've got three kids that went 11-1 or better, and so we were pretty excited about that. And then we qualified two kids with like an 11-06 and 11-09, and they're both out in the outside lanes, lane one and lane eight. So it's just a crazy. It's going to be a crazy track meet, man. Like it's fast and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that we were kind of hoping, the Bison boys to get their 4x1. They ran in the 43s, high 43s, but yeah. Boy, you just couldn't. You had to run low 43s to have a chance.
Oh, I know. Well, when they came in, our district was late, so we kind of got to see all the times. And when we saw the times come in, we couldn't believe those, the 42s that were run and the low 42s. And it's going to be tough. It's like I said, it's going to be everyone's going to have to run really well, to come away with any sort of points. So,
well, I'm sure every meet this year, Coach, I mean, is a grind. I mean, you've got the field is just so talented. Your conference meet to get to districts. I mean, it's like a mini state meet probably every week for you.
It has been, especially we go to probably our two toughest meets every year. It's Waverly. And Norris, they're pretty early on. But yeah, our conference is fairly strong, and district stuff, especially anytime you go up against Norris, who just always has so many good athletes. We're a lot smaller than they are, so we kind of pride ourselves and kind of working hard and trying to figure out different strategies to try to kind of score some kids and make some kids successful, and hopefully just get them to state. It's been quite the year for us, for sure. We haven't been to a year where we've had both teams just be this successful and win this many meets. So it's exciting going in. I can't wait to get to Omaha, and hopefully the kids will shine and kind of let their training take over, and they just relax and work hard. So,
and it sounds like I'm sure your district was like everybody else's, hot and windy, and you go with that Wednesday and Thursday, it looks like it's going to be chilly. So it's just the exact opposite now.
Yeah, well, it was kind of crazy because we saw all those times come in. Our district was later, and I think at Doan, we kind of had a good wind block because Kelsey, we actually have paperwork in for Kelsey's 100 time because it's a new state record. And so it was even under the wind. And so it was only a 1.3 wind that day for us. So it was we were kind of disappointed that way, just because I know the other districts had some wind and helped them out in sprints. But, it allowed our distance kids to probably run a little bit better than they might have at other areas, too. So,
got to
kind of take the good with the bad there.